Welcome to Alive to Give Life, the online teaching ministry of Pastor Pascal Ngwee. Pastor Pascal is the senior pastor of Alive City Church. He's a seasoned and anointed teacher of the Word of God. As you listen to this message, get ready for a complete turnaround in every area of your life. Now, let's join the message already in progress.
Thank you so much. God bless you. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for Jesus one more time. So many things to do this morning and so little time in our hands. I want to quickly share about part B of the message we started last week. Amen. Amen. Growing by yielding. Say with me, growing by yielding. And we're talking about the place of the Holy Spirit in explosive growth. The role that you being baptized with the Holy Spirit, you having the Holy Ghost, the place that that will play in your life for you to grow. Last week, we discovered that strength doesn't change people's position. You don't change because you are strong. I know a lot of strong people that are controlled by drugs. Yes. Controlled by certain sins, even though they are strong. And we also saw last week that things don't change in your life because you have a lot of money. Oh no. We saw that money can fail. Amen? Amen. But we discovered that the Holy Spirit is the master changer of people. The Bible says it is not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. So the things that happen on earth are not controlled by might. Are you listening to me? Let's reduce all the movements. I'm not going to be teaching for too long. So please don't move around too much. Sit down and be quiet and just listen for what I'm about to share, because it's going to change your life. I say it's going to change your life. Yes. Last week, I told you many things about the job that the Holy Spirit plays in our lives. Do you remember that? Yeah. Teaching requires listening, taking of notes, and application for it to produce. And this morning, quickly, I would like to introduce you to number six. The Holy Spirit can transform your life completely. I'm picking my reading soon by talking quickly about the life of a young man by the name of Saul. Saul was born into the weakest clan in his tribe. Do you understand? Saul was a nobody. Nobody. As a matter of fact, when his life changed, he was looking for sheep he had lost. There was nothing extraordinary about the life of Saul. He was a normal guy. A regular guy like you and me. Just a normal person that is just waking up every day, going about his daily business normally. There's nothing extraordinary about his life. But something happened to Saul. And from the moment that thing happened to Saul, Saul transformed completely. He became a different type of a person. I'm picking my reading from the book of 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 6. The Bible says, now this is Saul being spoken, and that this is Samuel talking to Saul. He says to Saul, the Spirit of the Lord will come powerfully upon you, and you will prophesy with them. Now, this is where I want to draw your attention. You will be changed into a different person. You will be changed into a different person. And this change is the result of the Spirit of the Lord coming on you. Brothers and sisters, you are where you are because of the person you are. You will become what you want to become because of the person you will turn into. The person you are currently cannot do certain things. That's why those things are not in your life. For you to be and do what you want to be and do, you need to become somebody else. Are you following me at all? God wanted Saul to be a king. When God approached Saul, Saul was a shepherd. A shepherd of 3 sheep. And those 3 sheep, he was unable to control them. The 3 sheep had run away. But God wants this man to control an entire country. And the man cannot control 3 sheep. How many of you understand? For you to go from shepherd to king, you need to become somebody else. For you to assume these new responsibilities. So God says to him, listen, the only thing that has to happen is that you need my spirit to come upon you. And when my spirit comes upon you, you will be changed into a different person. When you left your father's house, you were a shepherd boy. When you are coming back, you are a king. And literally, the whole nation will start listening to you. Meanwhile, just a week ago, 3 sheep couldn't follow you. What causes that transformation? That all of a sudden, people are listening to you. Huh? All of a sudden, money is following you. All of a sudden, people are following your instructions. You have been changed. You have been changed into a different person. This is bad news for people who say, me, I will never change. Bad news. This is bad news for people who are in love with who they are, the way they are, where they are. It's bad news. Because who you are right now, compared to where God wants to take you, is a calamity. Your current person cannot handle what God wants to bring in your life. Will Smith says, when I saw what I wanted to do, I went back and I started changing the person I was to match what I was seeing in my future. The person you are right now cannot do the things you want to do. You want to get married, but the person you are right now cannot be married. You will be changed into a different person. The Holy Ghost doesn't come into your life to make you speak in tongues only. He comes to change you into a different person. Let me give you a list of a number of people that the Holy Ghost changed completely. I'm one of them. For me to be what you see now, it is the entire work of the Holy Spirit. Completely. Let's go fast. Number 2, the Holy Ghost transformed a small shepherd boy called David into the greatest king Israel has ever seen. 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 13. So Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the presence of his brothers. Now, this is a very important information because sometimes the transformation takes place before your brother, same father, same mother. They can see you change before their eyes. The transformation of David took place before people who knew him very well. I would like to submit to you, the first people to know you have changed are your brothers and your sisters. They are the ones. When you are no more walking in fear, they will be the first one to know. When you have turned into a real courageous person, they will know. Because they know all your weaknesses. They know all your problems. They've seen you all your life. And every time they look at you, they see the same picture. But when true transformation comes to you, the first people to notice the change are your brothers and your sisters. They will be the first one to say, no, something is going on here. This guy is no more the same. He's no more the same. She's not the same. The way she's talking is different. Amazing things are beginning to happen. A small shepherd boy. He has changed so much, he wants to fight Goliath. The Goliath that all his brothers are running away from. Do you understand? And the first person to come and rebuke him was his elder brother, Eliab.
Eliab says, what are you doing here? Who did you leave the sheep with? Go back. Because Eliab feels, I'm your elder brother. What are you doing here? This is not a place for small boys. But Eliab doesn't realize this boy is no more a boy. Something has happened to him. God changed him. The Spirit of God has changed him. There are a few people listening to me now. Between this February and December, you will have turned into something no one in your family has ever seen before. Between now and December, every time you hear bad news, you cry. And everybody knows you as the crying machine of the family. But between now and December, people will not recognize the type of person that God is about to turn you into. What are you doing here? I'm here to kill a giant. I'm here to kill a giant. We don't know as a giant killer. We don't even know you as a soldier. The Spirit of God transformed this young man's life. I don't know how you know the Holy Ghost. Maybe for you the Holy Ghost is just a tongue speaker. No. He is a master transformer of destinies. Master at transforming ordinary people into amazing people. Amazing people. He changed the life of a businessman called Elisha. Or if you would, a farmer, but he's a businessman. Elisha had a few business, was moving around with 12 oxen of sheep, busy. Then he sent a prophet to him. The prophet threw a cloak on him. From that moment, the Spirit of God, and actually when Elijah was going away, Elisha said, give me a double portion of your spirit. And it happened. A farmer became the prophet of the nation. The man who opposes king. A farmer who had no identity. Something happened to him. And what happened to him turned him into a voice for the nation. We're picking up our reading from 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 15. When the sons of the prophet from Jericho who were facing him saw him, they said, the spirit of Elijah rests on Elisha. When people see you, they will recognize another spirit is resting upon you. They will recognize there is a difference about you. Another spirit. It's no more the spirit of Nsanzla. We're not Nsanzla. We can sense another spirit. Do you know that when you change, people that are close to you can sense it? They sense you have changed. You have changed. The spirit of Elijah is resting on this man. Why did they say that? Because just a second earlier, they saw Elijah taking a cloak, striking the Jordan parts in two. They crossed completely. The Jordan continues. And Elisha is taking up. And then the cloth falls on Elisha. Elisha takes the cloth, strike the water. The water parts in two. So they say, hey, something has changed in this man. Something has changed. People will testify this year. Something has changed in her life. Something has changed. Something has changed. Something has changed. He is no more the same. She was just a fearful girl. Everybody knows she's shy. In church, she's quiet. Doesn't talk. Wait until the Holy Ghost comes there. I say, wait until the Holy Ghost comes there. Everybody knows you as a fake Christian. You know, you go to church on Sunday, but during the week, you are something else. It's just that your pastor doesn't know. So they take you, they know you, you and them, you know that your pastor doesn't know that, you know that, that they, you know. Until the Holy Ghost touches you properly. My prayer is, you see, we cannot talk about it. These people I'm mentioning to you, their entire destiny was changed. They went from nobody to somebody. From nowhere to somewhere. And all by the power
of the Holy Spirit. Not gimmicks. The power of God entering your life. If you had shown me preaching, I was going to say, no, I like that movie, but I don't think I'm the actor. And here am I today, preaching the gospel. I'm now going, we're going to Mokwasi to start a branch. Imagine, I'm now going to launch a branch in another city, in another place. A person who couldn't even talk in a cell group. The power of the Holy Spirit. If you can allow him to grow you, if you can allow him to go through your insecurities, if you can allow him to heal your heart, you will be amazed by the results. You will be there. The Holy Ghost transformed a virgin girl called Mary. She had never slept with any man. He touched her once and she gave birth to God. Only one touch on a virgin. You know what is a virgin? A virgin is a person who hasn't done something. It's not just sex. Anything. Like, if you have never sung on stage, you are a virgin as far as the stage is concerned. You've never done it before. Ask your neighbor, are you a virgin? Some of you cannot even ask that question to your neighbor because you don't even feel the spiritual authority to ask such a question. But please understand, I'm telling you that virginity is not just about the thing you are thinking about. There are many other areas you can be a virgin. You can be a virgin in ministry. You have never given birth in the ministry. You've never done certain things, so you are a virgin. I have some good news for you. Maybe you have lost some part of your virginity, but there are still some virginity about you. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, I am a virgin. Whether you like it or you don't like it, I'm a virgin somehow. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. You know, the people that are really virgins are not even talking. They're quiet. Mary, you are not the only virgin. Mary was a virgin. She had never done something. And God came and asked her to produce from something she had never done before. To give birth to a child. Luke chapter 1, verse 34. Mary asked the angel, how can this be? Ask your neighbor, how can this be? Are you serious? How can this happen? How can this be? I have not been intimate with a man. How can this be? It's like what you are asking me to do. There are certain things I must be, I must have, and I must have done before I can be able to produce the type of results you are asking from me. God comes to a virgin and he's asking for a baby. Like God is coming to you and he's asking for a branch of Alive City Church. How can this be? I haven't gone to Bible school. How can this be? I don't even know how to preach. You are a virgin. Hello, virginity. This must be an encouragement to some of you because you know you have lost some virginity, but I'm telling you, you are still having some virginity. Even if you are 50, you are a virgin for some things. I know you are a professional on other things, but on other things, you are a virgin. You might have a PhD on the other stuff, but on the other stuff, you are in grade R. Virginity qualified. Put your hands together for Jesus, the Son of the Living God. Listen to the answer of the angel to a girl who is saying to the angel, listen, you don't know me. I don't know a man. I cannot have babies. Huh? I don't have a degree. I cannot have a job. You are asking me for something that I cannot do. Wait until the Holy Ghost touch you. I say, wait until the Holy Ghost really touch you. Then you will realize that there are no limitations as far as he is concerned. The angel replied to her, the Holy Spirit. That's the key. The Holy Spirit.
Not Sangomas. Not Mutis. How can this be? You see a dream, you see yourself talking to 10,000 people. How can this be? How can this be? The Holy Spirit. You see yourself, you are giving employment to people. People are coming to you to look for jobs. And you are employing them. How can this be? How can this be? When I don't even have a small job myself. How can this be? The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. Listen to me. The Holy Spirit is a master transformer. How many of you have watched a movie Transformers? You know the movie Transformers? A car becomes a robot. A bag becomes something. Do you know where those people learn it from? The Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit specializes in taking a shepherd boy, transforming him into a king. Transformation. Transformation. It is called in Greek metamorphosis. Like you move from one stage to a stage completely different from what you knew. A caterpillar turning into a butterfly. There are many things that God has left in nature to show you his nature. No case is ever a lost case with God. A caterpillar is a destroyer. Eating trees, destroying. A butterfly is a celebration. And God can move you from a caterpillar to a butterfly, and you will never believe God has done this for you. What I'm trying to say is that God can turn your caterpillar marriage into a butterfly marriage. God can turn your caterpillar life into a butterfly life. God can turn your caterpillar finances into a butterfly. A caterpillar is a crawler. A butterfly is a flyer. It is transformation. And it is by the power of God. Oh yes. Mary's experience was a caterpillar experience, that you are moving from a virgin to a pregnant without intercourse. Where have you seen that before? The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. I heard a testimony of a man in Nigeria. In 1 year, he went from struggling to pay rent. He is struggling to pay rent. In 1 year, he moved from struggling to pay his rent monthly to owning a big house where he has the key in his hands in less than a year. You can't pay rent here. Less than a year here, you are in a big house with a key in your hands. The power of the Holy Spirit. Mary asks, how can this be? It's impossible. And I know some of you are talking back to me. You are saying, Pastor, no, what you are preaching is not possible. Mary said the same thing. How can this be? What is impossible with men is highly possible with God. How can this be? I'm from a broke family. No one is married in my family. How can I go from that stage to becoming a happily married person? With my children going to the university and I'm attending graduation, and I'm seeing my children going on stage and receiving the certificate, and I'm seeing my children throwing away their cups with the other children. Hey, how can this be? The Holy Spirit will come upon you. And the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Are you here? That's how the Holy Ghost transformed Mary. I see him transforming you. We're talking about what the Holy Ghost can do in your life. So as I'm teaching, expect transformation.
Expect it. You don't get what you don't expect. The reason why you are not changing is because you are not expecting the Holy Ghost to change your circumstances. That's why they are the way they are. I believe the word. I believe that if the Holy Ghost is really in your life, he will change you. He will change everything about your life. It's a matter of time. It's a matter of time. It's a matter of time. I'm from a very poor family, broke. I told you my story before. We are asking for pots to cook. And our cousins reminding us, you will be our slaves. From there to where I am now. How can it be? The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit can come and he can change your little life into something that brings God glory. He can change it for you. Hallelujah. And the last one is the transformation of Jesus Christ himself from a carpenter to an anointed preacher. Eh? 30 years of carpentry. Everybody knows him. He's a carpenter. No one was associating Jesus Christ with preaching. There was no connection. He's a carpenter. Society has a way of putting a label on you. You are a student. You are this. You are. Like I say, when I go and I stand there at the palace, just now I'm going to go and stand there and say, you are a concierge. I'm not a, well, that's what I do now. But I'm more than that. I'm far more than that. Matthew 13, verse 53. When Jesus had finished these parables, he moved from there, coming to his hometown, he began teaching the people in their synagogue, and they were amazed. Listen to their question. Where did this man get this wisdom and these miraculous powers? They ask, isn't this the carpenter's son? Isn't his mother Mary? What is this? And his brothers, James, Joseph, Simon, and Judas. Mary was busy after Jesus, so she was very busy. Look at all the brothers. And his sisters. So four brothers and more sisters. God said to her, you brought my son out. I will give you sons and daughters. I will give you. Look, when you do one thing for God, just one thing you do for God, look at how many things God is doing for this woman. One thing for God. And his sisters, are they not all here with us? So where does he get all these things? People are going to ask that question about you. Where does she get all these things? We know his brothers. They haven't changed. They are normal. We know the sisters. They are all normal. Where is he getting all these things? What is this? You know, when you reach that stage where your hometown is aware of your transformation, the people who know you well, your hometown, or shall I say your home, just your home, your home knows you. When your home starts asking, where do you get these things? Where do you get these things? Where are you getting this power? How come you can teach so well? I heard about Bishop Dark. They were asking his mother, are you not happy that your son is doing all these fantastic things in the world? She says, let me tell you the truth. I don't know where he's getting those things from. She said, nobody in the family is like that. Nobody. There's no one in this family that has done what he's doing. So I don't know where he got that from. It's not from us. When you reach a stage where even your mother can't recognize you, she's confused. Is this still my daughter? Is this still my son? What has happened? Where does he get these things? Acts 10:38 tells us where Jesus got those things. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, who went about doing good and healing all those who were under the power of the devil, because God was with him. That is where Jesus got those things, from the Holy Spirit. And you also, when you stop taking the Holy Ghost as a tongue-speaking machine, and you realize he's a master transformer. And how does it transform you? Isaiah 11, 1 to 3. This is what is in the Holy Ghost. Number one, a shoot shall come from Jesse. From his root, a branch will bear fruit. Number one. Chapter 2. The Spirit of the Lord will rest. These are the seven Spirit of God. When you hear the word Holy Spirit, listen to me. When you hear Holy Spirit, you are, I don't know what comes to your mind. Some people think it's oil, a dove. I don't know. People have different things they think when they see the Holy Spirit. But that is not the Holy Spirit. God is made of three. God the Father, God the Son, God the Spirit. Do you understand? The Holy Spirit is made of seven. We call it the seven spirits of God. Amen. Do you understand? So when you say the Holy Spirit, many of you, when you hear the Holy Spirit, you are thinking about people falling. That's what many of you think. People are falling, the Holy Ghost. Like, I do like this. Who? The whole, everybody's on the floor. For you, that's the Holy Spirit. But that is not the only manifestation of the Holy Spirit. Let me introduce you to Master Holy Spirit. This is him divided in seven. God is divided in three. The Holy Spirit is divided in seven. So for you, when we say be filled with the Holy Ghost, we are saying have the seven manifestations of the Holy Spirit in your life. Look at them. Number one, the Spirit of the Lord. Say with me, the Spirit of the Lord. That is number one. Inside the Holy Spirit, you have what we call the Spirit of the Lord. Number two, the Spirit of what? Wisdom. That's number two. Number three, the Spirit of understanding. Number four, the Spirit of counsel. Number five, the Spirit of power. Number six, the Spirit of knowledge. And number seven, the Spirit of the fear of the Lord. It's seven of them. The Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of wisdom, understanding, knowledge, counsel, might, fear of the Lord. It is this force that transforms people. It is not shiba ba 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 ba. No. You fall, you stand up, you give and go do worse than what you did before you. The real thing that changed, people don't understand the Holy Ghost. Go back, look again. The Spirit of wisdom. Where does wisdom take place? I'm asking you, does wisdom take place on the floor? Where? Understanding. Please talk to me. Counsel. Knowledge. Let's go again. Where does wisdom take place? Understanding. Counsel. Knowledge. So where is the Holy Ghost working? Transformation is a mind work. He works on your mind. Many of you, when you think about the Holy Ghost, you think of people shouting, ah, ah. Those are devils. Most of the time. The real work of the Holy Ghost is happening and you are quiet. Something is changing in your thinking. The stinking thinking is becoming the reaching and enriching thinking. Your mind. Wisdom is happening here. Knowledge is happening here. Understanding is happening here. Counsel is happening here. Even the fear of the Lord is happening here. Because the fear of the Lord is about not doing certain things. And you don't do certain things because of how you think. So five of them are happening in your mind. Now you can understand Romans 12 verse 2. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. If I just pick wisdom, you don't know what God can do with you if you become wise. Let's just pick wisdom. The Bible says a foolish wife destroys her own house. Foolish. A wise woman builds her house. Just wisdom alone will establish your house. What's wisdom? The Bible says a foolish woman will destroy her house with her own hands. Do you know what? If you just speak wisdom alone, let's just speak wisdom. Do you know what wisdom can do? Huh? If you just allow the spirit of wisdom to operate in your life, you will be transformed totally. God gave the spirit of wisdom to one man called Solomon. The man became a wonder. A wonder. Not with miracles powers. Not one miracle did Solomon do. But the whole world went to Moses. Solomon. Why? Wisdom. Wisdom. I'm not talking about wisdom to make people, you are amazing people with a lot of powerful talk. I'm talking about results that are controlled by wisdom. Look at this quickly. I know we are way over time. Mark 6 verse 2, King James Version, the same scripture we just read. And when the Sabbath day came, he began to teach in the synagogue. Many hearing him were astonished, saying, from hence had this man these things. And what is this wisdom? What is this wisdom? This wisdom. What is this wisdom which has been given to him that even such mighty works are done by his hands? So the wisdom of God produces mighty works. We're not talking about you impressing people with philosophy. We're talking about works. Every time you see works, they are a result of wisdom. How many are your works, oh Lord? In wisdom, you made them all. Just speak wisdom. Wisdom is the mystery behind powerful achievements. Wisdom. Wisdom. A powerful marriage is controlled by wisdom. A great life is controlled by wisdom. It's wisdom. Wisdom. Do you have wisdom? And I'm just picking one out of the seven, and I'm showing you what it does. How many are your works? So the number of things, the number of your achievements is controlled by the quality of your wisdom. How many are your works, oh Lord? In wisdom, you made them all. Everything God did, he used wisdom to do. The Bible says wisdom is the principal thing. In all you're getting, get understanding. I'm trying to tell you that when we talk about transformation, I'm not talking about you jumping around. No. The little thing you see in this church is a result of high wisdom. There is wisdom here. That's why you see the little you are seeing. And as I'm increasing in wisdom, you will see better results. Your achievements is controlled by your wisdom. And your lack of achievement is controlled by stupidity and foolishness. That's all. How do I access wisdom? One of the ways to access wisdom is to ask. How many of you would like to have the spirit of wisdom here? Just some of you, not all of you. I repeat the question. How many of you would like to work in wisdom? It's accessible. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 17. I keep asking. You see, this is not a prayer you do once. It's a prayer you do every day. Every day prayer. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of the glorious Father, may give you what? The spirit of wisdom. That is one of the manifestations of the Holy Ghost. The spirit of wisdom. So wisdom is not an idea. Wisdom is a spirit. And what is a spirit? A spirit is an influence. When the spirit of adultery enters a person, it influences the person to commit adultery. When the spirit of violence enters the person, it influences the person to be violent. When the spirit of wisdom enters a person, it influences a person to achieve big things. The person starts achieving. He doesn't know himself how these things are happening, but there is a wisdom that guides him and that guides her. And before she knows it, she's out of debt. It's a big thing. In South Africa, most people are in debt, even those that are broke. And before she knows it, she has built a house. The Bible says wisdom has built her house. You don't build a house with money. You build a house with wisdom. And let's end with James chapter 1 verse 5. If any of you lacks wisdom, how many of you are lacking wisdom here? Hey! If any of you lacks wisdom, he must do what? Should ask. I keep asking. Paul says, I keep asking. James says, you should. This is the brother of Jesus that you heard there, and the brothers. You understand? This is James, the brother of Jesus. James was one of the brothers of Jesus. Yeah. So Jesus influenced his brother, and his brother became an apostle. Yeah. James. And he's telling you, if any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask, and it shall be given them. Hallelujah. Amen. Wisdom is coming to you this morning. Amen. I say, wisdom is coming to you this morning. Amen. Wisdom to achieve something with your life. Wisdom to not waste your life. Wisdom is coming to you this morning. The Bible doesn't say, if any of you lacks money. Do you see? Because most of your prayers are money. Hey, barchelete. Hey, chelete. Hey, ranta. Hey. And God is saying, shut up. Ask me for wisdom. If I can give you just a little bit of wisdom, you will be amazed at what you can do. Wisdom. The master key to great achievements. The master key. Look at Solomon. All the kings went to him. Not because he had money, he had wisdom. David, a wise man. That is my prayer every day. Father, increase wisdom in my life. Make me a wise pastor. Make me a wise leader. You know, you need wisdom. You are faced with decisions every day. And you need to know what to do. Wisdom is knowing how to do. So what to do? What to do? What to do? And it's one of the manifestations of the Holy Spirit, the spirit of wisdom. And that is what transforms your life. When people look at you, they don't understand how you are doing it. Things are just happening. Wisdom. It is the lacking thing in your life. Some of you have money, but you don't have wisdom. And some of you don't have money and you don't have wisdom. Hey! It's worse. When you see the seven spirit of God, which one is activated in your life? Spirit of knowledge, is it there? Spirit of wisdom, is it there? Spirit of counsel, is it? Are you getting counsel? Do you know that a king is controlled by his counsel, the counselors? The people that counsel you control your life. It's your cabinet of counsel, the people that are going to be around you to help you make decisions. And the Holy Ghost says, I want to be your counselor. I want to be the one assisting you in deciding who to marry. Tlandla, you see how you are here like this. You need the Holy Ghost to whisper, she is the one. That one, run. Run. Don't look back. Run. And there you are deciding which university to go to. You are not asking him. There you are deciding whom your boyfriend must be. You are not asking him. You start asking him after you have two pimples, the bumps. Your face has turned into a whole bump. What do you call this thing? The holes on the road. Potholes. Your face has turned into a pothole. Poo, poo. Then now you are going, Mojimo, what has happened again? Look at this Satan that I have brought in the house. Always you say, look at this Satan you have brought in this house. But when you were busy, you didn't ask the Holy Ghost for nothing. No wisdom. I see people starting friendships. They never ask the Holy Ghost, is this a good friend for me? Be submitted to the Holy Spirit and to your leader. You will see great transformation. You will see yourself move from a weak Christian to a powerful Christian. I tell you, I wasn't always strong. I am becoming strong as I'm allowing the Holy Ghost to change my mind. Because some of you are thinking, when I'm talking about change, you're thinking that I'll do anointing oil. Come, bam. No, what I'm doing now, your mind is changing. As I'm preaching, as I'm teaching you, God is touching your mind. As I'm teaching you, God is changing, breaking some patterns in your thinking and giving you new patterns. And before you know it, you will change your thinking. Hallelujah. Stand on your feet and give the Lord a shout of praise if you were blessed by the word this morning.
We hope you've enjoyed today's message. To experience our services live, join us every Sunday morning from 9 a.m. at Alive City Church, Sun City, located near Cornerstone Academy. Hope to see you soon. Remember, you're alive to give life.